due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I had to listen to them talk about their stupid little handshake so you could climb up the rope ladder into their treehouse. So you know what I did?
You climbed up the ladder and destroyed the treehouse?
Even better. I waited for every one of them to get in the treehouse, and I knocked the whole damn tree down.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 12th. You know we never start until the flyover happens, so hey, welcome today. Holidays today real quick. Got a few of them. It's Birth Mother's Day. Of course, it's the Saturday before Mother's Day. It's Fatigue Syndrome Day. Hey, International Migratory Bird Day. International Nurses Day. Limerick Day. Frog Jumping Day. National Train Day. National Windmill Day. And of course, happy early Mother's Day to all you mothers, you know, whether you're bad or good. But I always kind of like bad mothers. But nevertheless, welcome to the show. Happy 30th birthday to Brooklyn.
Wait. Hold on. Time check on how long it took to get creepy.
This might be a record.
It did not go very long. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 224 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. I'll be there. I don't know who else, but you're going to see. I'm going to come in way overdressed. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And I've got this wonderful pink shirt that's just going to stand out, you know, just for Mother's Day weekend. You'll see. If you can, you know, and it'll be, if you see roller derby tonight, it'll be from that too. But nevertheless, that tonight I'll be at Salvatore's at 10 o'clock. Come join us. We'll have a great time. UFC 224 main event. Amanda Nunes is defending her title. It's going to be just a great night there. There's never a cover for Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC, so come on out tonight and join me. We're also brought to you. Hey, interested in roller derby? Wanted to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Please join us. In fact, we're going to start the show today with some Rock City Roller Derby skaters joining us. We in the studio this morning. Just to start the show, we've got number 413, Star Spangled Bammer. Hey, Bammer, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing fantastic. And we're joined by number 481, Ashley Gurek. How you doing?
Hi.
How's it going?
Super great.
Yes, it's you know what? The best thing about today so far is a little bit of rain means no one's going to want to go outside. So we got a great game tonight at the Dome Center. If you want to come out and see the doubleheader we have with the Rock Stars versus SCAR State College Area Roller Derby Happy Valley Dolls. That's starts at 6 o'clock tonight. And then we have the B teams, the B-sides versus the State College Area Roller Derby Plan B at the Dome Center. This is a huge game. And Bam, thank you so much for coming. Thank you and Ashley for coming up and joining us to talk about it a little bit. This is a big charity going on tonight, what we're involved with, the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're doing with that tonight?
Yeah, so we have five skaters that had cast impressions of their busts made, and then they were decorated or dressed up by a local artist, and so we're going to have an auction, and the proceeds, a portion of the ticket sales at the door, and the auction will go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester.
Cool, and I know we
we did this a couple of years ago, and it was super duper successful, and it was huge. We had great crowds and everything, and we said, why don't we see if we can relive this? Because they're fantastic. I saw them in the practice space a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Just unbelievable. And this is great. Like you said, they're getting a portion of the ticket sales, and also this is a silent auction too. What's going to be when you walk into the Dome tonight? You'll see them as you come in, and then you can like put bids in on them, and then I think between games we're going to officially say who won each one, since we have two games tonight and
yes,
everything.
Yes, the intermission between game one and game two.
Yeah, so that's just really cool. And that's our major charity partner. We also, of course, always have sample soap. They're going to be there. They collect unopened toiletries, both full sample size soap, shampoos, toothbrush, toothpaste, cosmetics, hygiene pads, and tampons, and stuff like that. They collect for people who are in need. And there's a lot of people in Rochester who need. Believe it or not, you may have it nice and everything, but there's a lot of people. And you know what I do when I go to hotel rooms? I kind of just grab the sample stuff and I put it in my pocket, and you know, because that's what it's there for. You know, if you don't use it, you know, it's like the next person's going to use it. You start collecting that stuff and you bring it in, and it's a really nice thing to do.
And then we also are going to have a third organization that's going to be present tonight. It's called I Support the Girls. And it's an organization that collects used and new bras and unwrapped feminine hygiene products.
Yeah, and is it for outside the United States? I know, I thought I heard something about that.
Yeah, cool. I'm pretty sure it has to do with people, they try to help people that are involved in human trafficking.
Oh yeah, that definitely bring. That's a definitely what a great charity that is too. So it's great, three great charities. But we got the game tonight against SCAR. You remember the game last year against SCAR?
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have Jamnesia or anything like that when it involves that game, because that was a pretty good game.
I mean, I'm not that worried about the game. I'm excited to play them. They're good. They're fun. They're good people. We've been playing them for years, so we kind of know what to expect, or we think we know what to expect. But we know that they've definitely made some improvements since last year. So we're expecting them to, you know, to bring it and be a challenge.
Cool. Well, just because I'm a stats freak and everything, I went and looked up their record coming into Rochester, and they have two wins and one loss. And they played three games this year so far. They're all at 2018 Coastal Chaos, which was, I think, was like a week or 2 weeks ago.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to come in, I remember they were pretty tough last year. They showed up, and it was a lot of fun. How do you feel about the season so far, Bam?
Everything's been great so far. We've had, what, this is our third game, right?
Yeah.
So this is our third game. We've had two wins. No,
this is our fourth game.
This is our fourth game.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have Jamnesia this year. But yeah, we've had some pretty great success so far, and it's been. I just want to continue that.
Well, I'll tell you, in the rankings, we have had two ranking periods where the two ranking periods ago, you went up 21 places. This past one, you moved up 9. So that's 30 places you moved in the last 2 months. Moved up, so that's fantastic. How do you attribute that? Do you feel like that this team is gelling? I mean, it's been like a couple of years in the making for this particular team, and is it more of a gel out there, and you're getting to dictate your pace and everything?
Well, I think it first and foremost, our success should be attributed to our coaches. We have amazing coaches, and they have been, you know, doing research and planning and, you know, collaborating. And then secondarily, I think it's the people that comprise our team and the hard work and dedication that they're putting in both on and off the track.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, people don't understand that this is not like one day a month you guys get together and play a game. You're practicing multiple times a week.
Yep.
Scrimmaging the B teams as well. And also your own personal health or fitness outside of roller derby. There's a lot going into these games. But I think as an official, when we do scrimmage as an NSO, I get to see the improvement and just the gelling of the team out there, and how, like, you know, it's like you had this big influx into the bees a year ago that really have gelled the bees so much that they're better, and it make it tougher on you guys at scrimmage. Yeah, it's been an incredible year, and the bees have been, you know, you guys are both undefeated. I'll just throw that out there. You haven't lost a game yet this year.
No pressure.
Sorry, I brought it up. Okay, never mind. That's when someone usually slaps me in the head. But nevertheless, Ashley, I you're one of my favorite skaters because you're so good when you jam. And it's like I look at you have like can either take off at full speed from the start in the jam line, or you can get up and you can look at the pack in front of you, see a crack in it, and make a way through. Who do you like fashion your jamming style after?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Who do you fashion your jamming style after? I mean, is it something, do you just feel it's natural when you get there, what you do? Or it's like, do you just, I mean, how do you base whether you're going to start full speed off the line or go up and try to investigate the pack a little bit before getting through?
I try to go in with a little bit of strategy, kind of eyeing up the opposing blocking lineup. And I also have my own amazing blocking lineup that I get to work with. And they're always using unspoken cues with me. And they're always giving me the direction that I need to get forward. So, yeah.
I was going to say, this year, it's like when you get out there, it's almost like you're in a zone when you're jamming.
I think it's about 15 players worth of anxiety that's in me. So
then not a question, and that's why I forgot. Sorry, Facebook Live people, I didn't have the headphones up in here. I apologize for that. That's one of the last things I always forget. But I was just gonna say, I've noticed that you have a lot of confidence too when you get out there. You know your abilities, and once you get through, it's like you really are. I think you're one of the best jammers on the team, if not the. And it's like, I enjoy watching you skate. You're very athletic, and I just it's one of those things where it's like you've always been very good, but this year in particular, it seems like you're like motivated. Not motivated like you haven't been motivated before, but there's something that you just get out there and you dominate.
I'm learning a lot this year, to be honest with you. I really admire and enjoy the other jammers that I get to work with, because all of us bring a different style to the game, and I'm learning from Florence and Medusa and Dang Shufine. It's just been great working with everybody, and Jason's been super patient and understanding and dealing with all of my extra fears and needing to learn all the things this year. So it's been a good gel of people.
Cool. Well, it's been a great year so far for RCRD, and I'm not going to keep you ladies too long. I do appreciate you coming. I want to let people know the doors open at 5 o'clock today, the first whistle for the first game, 6, so be there early. If you want to sit trackside, all you have to do is bring a chair with you. If not, they have the seats up in the high seats above where you can see the whole track. The dome is absolutely beautiful. The best thing they could have ever have done was paint everything black in there. So when the lights go down, the lights are the only thing you see is the track. And it just really helps you focus on the game. There's people there who explain. I will be announcing. You're going to hear me continuous. So I apologize if you don't like that. Last time I took a pie to the face because of it. But definitely come out tonight. And right now, caller 12, we're going to give away a couple pairs of tickets to the game. So I want to thank you for coming down here today. Thank you so much. And I know we got a busy day ahead. And I appreciate the time you gave us early in the game.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. And it's always fun to have. And, you know, I just I love talking derby. Everyone, like, you know, frowns on me on the show because it's my passion. But thank you so much. We're going to be back after these commercials. We'll talk wrestling. But I want to thank Ashley Gurek. I want to thank Star Spangled Banner for coming down. And don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock, get there, Dome Center. You got to come check one game out, please. It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be raining tonight, so there's nothing to do outside. Come and hang out with us. We'll see you tonight at the Dome, and we got to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You know what Braun Strowman deserves? The only thing he deserves is to be sent to a giant corner in timeout so that he can reflect on how he's been a very, very bad monster. Bad monster, Braun!
Okay, well, before you forget how to speak English again, is there anything that you would like to say to AJ Styles?
AJ Styles, nuts. But so am I. We are not finished.
Shinsuke has the guts to step back in the ring with me, I will finish him. He may be the king of low blows, but this is the house that AJ Styles built.
Hey, this is Eric Young, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I should give someone a trivia prize if they could tell me whose intro song this is. I know we all know, but I'm not going to do it because I don't have anything ready. But nevertheless, maybe we'll do that someday. I'll sit there and play music and you figure out who it is. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, and I'll tell you right now, it's Marty Skrull. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined with DC Dan Cole.
Way to ruin it.
Danger Boy.
You could have given away a couple Derby tickets, for crying out loud.
I could have. Or Flower City Comic Con.
Yeah, we can give those away.
Yeah, we'll think about this for a second then. But let's talk about welcome to the show. We're going to talk pro wrestling. I want to thank Star Spangled Banner and Ashley Gurick for coming in. Big game tonight. Cannot wait. And like I said, it's going to be rainy. So what you don't got to spend outside. Come out and hang out in the dome with us. 5 o'clock, doors open. Come hang out and listen to me talk and listen to and watch them play. That's what we're there for, is to watch them play. We also are going to be at Salvatore's tonight for UFC 224. Come on out, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastern Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There is no cover charge. We'll have a good time. I promise. Tonight, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's garage door, UFC 224. Welcome to the world of pro wrestling. I'm the Cash Man. DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke, Peter Burke joining us in the studio, too, and you listening at home. Time to talk some roller derby. I know. I just... tongue-tied there for a second, but we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. Okay, we got lots of things that happened in pro wrestling this week. I want to ask you something about one question. We've got Jack Swagger in town today.
Yes.
Jack Swagger is in town at UPW show that's going to be by Xerox on, I can't remember the name of the road. I'll have it for you in a second here. But he is part of MLW. Have you been following this MLW thing that's going on online? Are they really going to be like a legit TNA now? Is this where they're
They're doing filming and stuff like that, and trying to get TV clearance and all that good stuff. And I mean, they talked Tony Schiavone out of retirement, so that's something.
I'll tell you, when Gwinnett was in town, Tony Schiavone is the announcer for the Gwinnett. I'm going to say the Braves. They're not the Braves anymore. They're the I can't remember what they are. Nevertheless, they were in town.
Aren't they the Stripers or something?
Stripers,
like that?
Yeah. Well, they were in town, and I was talking with the Josh Wetzel, who's the Rochester Red Wings announcer, and I said, "Hey," I said, "Is Tony there?" He goes, "No, he's got some sort of wrestling commitment." It's like he wasn't even there with his team on the road when they came to town here. So obviously, it was a big deal that they signed Tony Schiavone. But Jack Swagger is like he's part of the MLW. They've got a whole slew of wrestlers that are working with them.
Yes.
And so is this, are we going to see something soon? Did they say whether these are broadcasting? Is this part of the
Fight Network? I've heard Court Bowers say it multiple times on...
is it the Sunshine Network? No, no.
No, he said it multiple times on Stone Cold's podcast, and I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. He does have some clearance currently, but it's not huge.
Okay.
But they're working on it. So
MLW, which is Major League Wrestling, they've been around for a long time, but they were just like an independent kind of thing. And they were on the Sunshine Network at one time years ago, but then they kind of stepped down and just did like local shows for quite a long time.
Well, now, they used to do all sorts of media too. They did podcasts and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and Court Bauer worked for WWE.
Yes.
And then he came back and he was running them, running MLW before he went to WWE. He came back and now he's running it again. And he's got obviously some financial backers. You know, so who knows? I mean, we might have another Impact Wrestling on our hands real soon with MLW. But Jack Swagger's in town wrestling here today, and he's definitely part of it. I saw that he was part of the tapings that they had done last. Danger Boy, you thinking about something?
Well, I was also going to say Joey Mercury's in town, too. He's taking on Colin Delaney.
That's right.
On the same show.
Yeah, I was trying to get Colin up here. I haven't talked to him since we tried to get him up for Pop Rocks, his brand-new breakfast cereal comic shop. Have you guys been there recently? It's pretty wild, I hear.
We got an empty seat next week. Maybe I can get him to come up next week.
Yeah, well, that would be great. I'd love to. We definitely want to talk about that and some other things he's done. Like, he was on Ring of Honor's. He was, what was it?
Future of Honor.
Future of Honor. So, cool. 222-1280, star 12 is number. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing good. Did you win any money horse racing?
I won, yes. I did win, yes.
Oh, cool. See,
I'm going to try to parlay it. I'm going to try to parlay my winnings to the next the Belmont one in New York next couple weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a couple weeks from now. So, cool, man. So, what's up?
Hey, just a few things. Where's Foxy been? I know she's still under contract. I thought she was going through some injuries.
Yeah, she hurt herself. Was it WrestleMania?
No, the
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
She hurt herself in the practice.
Or it could be the confrontation she had backstage with Ronda Rousey's husband.
Yeah, that
around
could be
WrestleMania weekend.
She has problems with everybody, it seems like. Someone else had problems with her, too. But, yeah, she got hurt when they were practicing for the Women's Royal Rumble. So, and
she broke her tailbone.
We haven't seen her since, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know because she's definitely easy on the eyes, and I knew she was still under contract.
No, oh, I'll agree with you 100%. Yeah, but she's crazy. I mean, if you ever watch the Divas show, she's nuts, so.
Yeah, and that's definitely probably true to life, huh?
You know what? Because it's supposed to be. It's the quote-unquote unscripted.
Right.
We have some news about that later, too, with Nikki Bella. But anything else, Rick?
Sure. Do you guys ever watch Table for Three?
Yes, I've watched Table for Three. I hear they got a whole bunch of new ones coming out, too. They just restarted showing them. So.
Did you watch any of you guys watch the latest one with Styles, McMahon, and Angle?
No, I have not seen
it. I haven't
that.
Watched it, but they did show a Angle versus Styles match from TNA. No,
did they really?
I was just about to mention that. Yes. The Hard Justice 08.
Really?
They're talking a lot about showing footage. I'm guessing
Dixie Carter sold her footage then to the WWE.
No, they reached an agreement with the current owners, with Anthem. They also have footage from the Hardys. The broken Matt Hardy stuff is going to also be on their... their special, they're 24 that's coming out or whatever it is.
Yeah, and with JB, of course, have a big part
in that. They just reached a deal to use footage.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I know it's not, you know, the best programming on there, but I'm kind of intrigued on the those ride-alongs they have on there. And I was watching one with Styles and Rude, and then one of the Singh brothers and Gender on there.
Yeah.
And they were talking, you know, showing footage of, you know, AJ's audition back in 2001, and obviously, you know, when he went against the Hurricane on Metal back in, you know, 2002 or whatever.
Yeah, when he was, what, 19, I think?
I think he's 40 now, so he's probably like 22.
He was young. I mean, he looked like he was like 12, okay?
The audition, there was just like a, you know, green screen or blue screen in the back. His audition, he's wearing this cheesy early 2000s sweater, talking. My wife's like, man, that does not look anything like him.
Well, I mean, he's filled out big time. He obviously spends a lot of time in the gym because you see how thin he was. You could see his ribs, okay? You know?
And also, speaking of the episode, Bobby Roode was in. He did a match with Rudy Roode. I wouldn't even know who he was back then.
Well,
they showed footage of Bobby Roode and Rudy Rude.
Well, everybody does those. I mean, before
squash matches.
Yeah, before when they used to have them on, when they used to have like too much programming, like WWE Heat on Sunday night. That's where a lot of these guys would show up and
Peter Velocity, or Metal, or
just Samoa Joe lost to who was it again? It was who's the guy that was S.A. Rios. There's a match between Samoa Joe and S.A. Rios.
Dean Ambrose wrestles one with pink hair.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, there's a tag team. I seen that one, too.
Yeah, there's a lot
Johnny,
of them.
John Moxley.
Yes. A lot of these guys, you know, I mean, they get their feet wet in there, and then then whether they sort of come back or not, or they disappear forever, you know. But when the WWE has all that footage of, like, their first-time tryouts and everything. So.
The Jacksons were on SmackDown in 08. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you Matt and
the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah, the Young Bucks.
The Bucks were on there like 10, 11 years ago when they were like 20 years old, 21. I didn't even know that. You seen that footage?
I've seen the Bucks. I think I saw the Bucks back then. They've been doing this for a long time, you know. It's just they haven't reached this prominence. I mean, to where they are now, where they can turn down a WWE contract only until like the last like 4 or 5 years. So, but they've been around long. I've seen the Bucks have been with Ring of Honor. They've been working everywhere. So,
and last things. Speaking of Ring of Honor, you know where I stand on their product. They need 2 hours. I don't understand why they can't get 2 hours from their ownership. I mean, there's a lot of great talent in the background. My boy Shane Taylor, he's doing big things. I like Big Shane.
Yeah, I don't know. He's, you know what? He could use some more time and doing some cardio. I'll just say that. But
he slimmed down about 50 pounds.
He slimmed down. I'll say that. But you know what? I got to tell you, they're a syndicated show. That's why it's only an hour. You know, that's why you get Jay Lethal pimping back medicine or whatever every commercial break. You know,
listen up, wrestling fans.
Yeah, you know. So, but if that's like syndicated, but that's why they can fit an hour in a lot of places. That because Sinclair owns every station they're on. There's a Sinclair stations. Sinclair owns stations all across the United States. And they kind of put their programming on the station they own. So.
Yeah, they kind of use it as filler, too.
They use it as filler, yeah. So we get to see it multiple times on the weekend.
Well, I could agree with on one point there for the filler stuff. But their commercials are really short, maybe like 2 minutes, and then they're back to action again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or they're taking a break in the middle of a match. So it's like, yeah, but, you know, I take it for what it is. I enjoy it, and I don't think I need – I mean, 2 hours would be great. I mean, you can watch a pay-per-view, too. You get 3 or 4 hours sometimes of it, but it's I don't think they could do a full 2 hour. It has to be something like Raw is, like a set time every week at night or something.
They don't carry the storylines enough to carry a 2 hour show.
No, they remind you
that will draw the audience. That will make it worth them having the 2 hour show.
Yeah, they do remind you though every week. Bully Ray turned on this person. They'll give you like little flashback sequences, but then, a lot of times they won't carry on the story that week. So. But I love Ring of Honor. Don't ever get me wrong. And they were up in Mississauga last night, which is the one, I think it was the one we wanted to go up to. But of course, we all were busy, and we would have been dead tired coming in today if we drove up for that show. But they had a pretty big, they have a bunch of big shows going on right now for TV tapings. So,
and two other things on the to stick with ROH. I'm digging the Kingdom. Those guys are very, very talented. They've been around for a while.
They were very entertaining.
Yeah, I like those guys.
When we saw them in Buffalo, they were very entertaining. And they came up and gave Danny garbage, I think. Wasn't the Kingdom who came up and gave you someone came up and gave us garbage in the front row.
Everyone gave us garbage.
Yeah. Well, but the Kingdom came out and they were like, they were just being comedians out there, working the crowd and stuff. So I like them a lot.
And last thing, new to the network, we were just talking about the old shows. I was excited to see they added Heat on there on the network.
Oh, yeah, MTV, the MTV wrestling
Coach
show.
Men was, they used to be from the studios in New York City.
Yep.
That's good stuff, brother. Okay. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Go say hi to your mothers and treat them good.
I will say hi to my mothers. You say hi to your mothers. Hey, but definitely, thank you for calling, Rick. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to get through. Interesting points brought up. I got that information now. If you want to see Jack Swagger in town today, it's a UPW Anniversary Anarchy 15, which is taking place at the MVP Sports Park in Webster. That is 701 Phillips Road in Webster. Doors are open at 5:30. Bell rings at 6. Tickets for front row are still available. General admission is $20. Kids 6 and under, $12. So definitely come on out tonight. Check it out. You get to see Colin Delaney and Joey Mercury.
Yes, and I will give you guys an update. They posted this yesterday on their Facebook page. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the show was moved to an outdoor show. They do have a tent that will cover all seats, but dress accordingly. Bring a coat because it is not supposed to warm up much more than it is right now today.
Oh, really? And the coolest thing is they have a War Games match going on. And the War Games, you saw it here. You saw it on NXT back. When was that? Was it Survivor Series?
Yeah.
It was Survivor Series last year. You're going to get a War Games match there. And all the people in it, we have the champ. It looks like it's for the championship, maybe? Maddox?
All the belts, I believe.
Yeah, you got Maddox, Jeremy Jensen, Wrestling Liberation Front, Nick Ando, Gregory Iron, and Defiance are all going to be in there. It's going to be a fan, and we get a Rochester Rumble too going on. They're going to be a number one contendership for the UPW heavyweight title. Joey Mercury, Colin Delaney. We get to see Sean Carr versus Lionel Knight. Lots of of course, now that we've got Jack Swagger there, we're not really sure exactly what he's doing. But Jack Swagger has just announced this past week he's going to be in town, so definitely want to check that out. You want to see local wrestling where you're not like a mile away. Go to this tonight. You will not. Dave, okay, Brian, what?
On the topic of UPW, go see their show today. It'll be a good show. I support local wrestling. I know we support local wrestling as a show here. But they'll be introducing a new championship at Flower City Comic Con in June.
Oh, is there a belt involved in that?
yes, there's a belt involved.
Nice.
Right now, I don't know if this is going to be the final name of it, but right now it's the Women's Cosplay Championship. We'll be at Flower City Comic Con on June 10th. Show will start at 2 p.m. that day. We'll also have a show on Saturday at 4. But the Women's Cosplay Championship will be competed for by Leva Bates and Solo Darling will be competing for the Women's Cosplay Championship.
Leva Bates is coming back, huh? Blue pants. You might. Who did she? What was she dressed up as last year when she was in the ring?
She was a cat last year, I believe.
Yeah. So, well, and the Flower City Comic Con is only a couple weeks away.
And I know we got wrestlers coming in. I mean, next week you'll see. You can go see Hulk Hogan and the Young Bucks in Buffalo. In September, you'll have. Brutus Beefcake will be here, and we've got Jake the Snake coming. None of those guys are going to be wrestling, and none of these other shows are going to have a wrestling event at the show as part of your admission. So
it's cool. So if you've never seen a UPW show and you're a big Comic Con fan, you're a big fan of the Flower City Comic Con, you definitely want to get a ticket and get a free wrestling show.
Get a weekend pass, and you get two free wrestling shows as part of that admission.
Pretty cool. We're going to go. How do they get tickets while we're on it?
You can go to fc3roc.com, purchase them online, or on the website, there's a list of about 13 different places around town that you can go and pick up an actual physical ticket, including Pop Rock right around the corner.
Yeah, and as we get closer, we will have Jake on with us sometime to promote it, and Jake's going to be in. I can't wait. He's doing the whole weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to have him at 10 Saturday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. 222-1280 Star Toys number. Yeah. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We'll be back after these messages. You are listening to the Paint Click on Fox Sports 1280. There's a story behind that, folks.
My mindset is I'm the uncrowned Universal Champion. For whatever reason, WWE management just doesn't agree with this. So that means I've been screwed over heavily, and I'm sick and tired of it, man. I can't control everything that happens back here. I can't control the backstage politics. But when I go out to that ring and the bell goes ding ding, I'm in full control.
I will delete you.
This is Matt Hardy. Version 1, the Sensei of Mattitude. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Remember, tune in each and every episode of The Pain Clinic because V1 said so.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. V1 was a while ago.
Matt fact number 532. He's now broken.
He is now broken. He's no longer V1. Because that was his Stone Cold ripoff, because Stone Cold said so. Nevertheless, hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I just hit the keyboard with all my hand, and nothing happened. Whew. Sorry.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know, because we'll see when we go into the next commercial break. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to let you know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door tonight and Salvatore Saloon for UFC 224 at 10 p.m. Come out and join us. Watch Amanda Nunes defend her title. This is going to be a fun night of UFC action, and there's never a cover. That's tonight, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's the garage door, UFC 224. Get there early. Prelims probably start at 8. I will walk in quite fashionably late, and because I'll have this wonderful pink shirt on from the Roller Derby, which is tonight. And definitely check that out if you want to see the Roller Derby. Come out to the Dome. Doors open at 5. Action starts at 6. Come hang out with us and all your friends who love Roller Derby. If you don't, just want to check it out. It's a lot of fun, I promise you, and it's not that bad. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. And it's like, unless you hate hearing me talk constantly, then maybe, no. You'll like it even more then. Welcome back to, we're here to talk pro wrestling. You know what's funny? I was going through my news during the commercial break, and like all my news is about people being hurt or things getting broken. You know, and it's funny, I start with Matt Hardy's broken to come out here, but it's like, Charlotte Flair, well, she's got lots of problems right now, you know?
She's turning out to be like Michael Jackson in that episode of South Park.
Everything's just
happening.
Yeah, she apparently, the first piece of news was that she had her breast implant rupture right before WrestleMania 34, and she's been working with it since then. She wanted to get it fixed when she had time to get off the road for a little bit and not make some big money. So she's been wrestling since, and she said she didn't want to miss the Asuka match at WrestleMania. So she's been wrestling with a broken breast implant.
And she's doing the entire European tour, where she also ran into bad luck and she lost a couple teeth the other night.
Yeah, she lost a couple teeth the other night. So, and she wouldn't do pictures with people because she probably looked like her dad. You know, her dad has one half a tooth in his mouth or whatever.
Well, yeah. Her coming off and saying she needs to keep wrestling because she wants to make the money and everything kind of sounds like she is her dad needing the money to pay the divorces.
Sure. Yeah. All the back child support and stuff like that.
So are we going to talk about this atrocious Backlash pay-per-view at all?
You know what? I didn't, you know, I will say that we did not show it at Salvatore's at the garage door, and I'm happy we didn't because I had a hard time keeping my eyes open.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, so
there was a good match to open.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
and that was it.
It started great. Yeah, and then I hate to say it, but my eyes started like getting heavy during the Nakamura AJ match because especially with the way it ended, and I wasn't happy with that whatsoever.
Well, at least the pay per view lived up to the build.
Yeah,
true. The what build? That's a question. Yeah, that I'm glad. You know, like we were talking earlier, it's like they didn't really have time to build this up at all. So now they've got time for Money in the Bank. They immediately start stuffing it down our throat on Monday.
They got 6 weeks until they had a 6 week build up for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So if they drop the ball on this one, it'll be terrible.
Well, it can't be that as bad as what was happening. You know, just the whole planning of the matches and. I do like Daniel Bryan making Cass tap. That was one.
Did you hear the backstory on that one?
I'm not sure, but I did enjoy the way that ended. So
the promo Cass did the week before where he brought it little person, apparently he was supposed to just give him the big boot. And then when he continued with the beatdown, that had been vetoed by not only his agent, but also Vince McMahon when he appealed to him. So when he did that, he got berated backstage, and that 7-minute tap out may have been punishment for that.
Really?
And his not showing up on Tuesday at all. So they're talking about he got major heat backstage for going off script.
Really?
Because he was told no twice.
Oh, boy. You know, he probably forgot. Who knows?
It's almost as if spending time with Enzo kind of rubbed off on him.
Oh, no.
And I don't know who's behind this. Hey, Roman's like anti-authoritarian and we're going to... He's so against backstage politics and everything when everyone knows he's been pushed and he gets all these title shots and all this stuff. How can you claim you're against what the system is when you're the one who's always in the main event? I don't get why they think that's going to work. There is rumors that the fans walking out of the pay-per-view during the match with Joe and all the chants and everything woke up Vince. There's some that say that people were just beating traffic and because it ran late. And there's some who say that Vince actually took heart to the fact that the New York market has completely turned on Roman Reigns. And maybe now they'll actually try to do one last final heel push with him before they give up on it once and for all. Because it's not working.
No, it's not.
That would happen in the future, though, because right now it looks like he's set to go with Jinder for a while, which no one's going to cheer Jinder, so it's just going to be a match of booze.
Yeah. You know, the funny, you mentioned that, and I completely was asleep by the time that match came on.
Well, that match didn't start until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was after 11.
And it started great. Joe started like a ball of fire, and then they went into WWE mode of slowing it down and putting on like a rear chin lock.
Yeah. What he did is
lost the crowd.
He beat him outside the ring until the match started, and as soon as the bell rang, he went down and did a rest hold. And it was like, oh, you know, and not even a pinfall attempt after he had been beating him outside the ring, you know? So, and I did watch it. So it's like it, you know, but I love it that Vince McMahon noticeably noticed people leaving before that match.
They accidentally caught it on camera.
Yeah. People. Yeah. In fact, yeah.
1, 2, 3, go to the crowd. Everybody up.
I think what they're going to learn something too is that these pay-per-views can't go this late for kids, you know, for on a school night or whatever. You know, I mean, after 11 o'clock,
I've never understood why they did it on a Sunday instead of a Saturday.
When we did WrestleMania, we had a bunch of kids sitting next to us in our table and they all left before the main event because it was too late, you know?
But then again, here's the bigger problem. They just announced that despite the brand split, all the pay-per-views are going to be co-branded now. So think of how late this one went, but then think of all the people you did not see in action.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and are they going to waste time and make it like a Monday Night Raw episode and have all these appearances in the middle of the pay-per-view and no match?
Yeah, I think that it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to start them earlier, maybe on Sundays, maybe start them at 7 and then you know, finish between 10 and 11.
What they're going to do with the big ones, like the big, it's going to be the big five because their account money is in the bank is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
The rumor was they were going to start them all at 7 and go for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Which is still way too long for a wrestling show, especially when you got 3 hours the next night and 2 hours the night after that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We've got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. You guys were talking about Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
How many more opportunities does she need for the title. It seemed like every week her name's always been brought up for the Carmella's title there on SmackDown.
Well, when you're the best female wrestler in the company, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, basically that whole division is pointed at her. She's like the main person in that division. It's just right now she's not holding the title. They'll find a way to get it back on her. They're not going to do a thing where she loses and never gets a chance again, because if they ever did that, then she'd have to move brands. And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea if she did move brands. But she's gonna be there a long time. She's the biggest, strongest, probably most popular woman wrestler in the company.
Well, okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. 222-1280 *1280 is the number. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, there are a lot of people love Asuka. People love, you know.
She didn't beat Asuka for no reason. She's the number one.
Yes. You know, but I feel terrible for Asuka now, because now she's kind of getting pushed,
doing nothing.
She's getting pushed back into, you know, taking on, you know, the Iconics or whatever. And, you know, Asuka, she had a great run for such a long time, and it's a shame to see it end. But that's kind of what happens when it ends. It's like Bill Goldberg with his big streak, you know. Once it was over, then it was okay for him to lose or to be in, like, you know, tag matches that weren't in the main events anymore, you know. So, yeah, that's a good question there, Brian. 222-1280 *1280. We're going to go to break on that. We got more break to get out of the way. We're going to come back, talk. We have some more injury news, I guess. And, you know, and now I'm beginning to believe this big announcement by Nikki Bella and John Cena no longer being together is maybe just done for their TV show. If you have any thoughts on that, give us a call. 222-1280 *1280. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Should we call you Honorable Kane?
Did I see 17 votes? Is that what I read?
He won by 17 votes.
Just the primary, too. He still got the general election.
So. Yeah. So if you didn't see the news, I think we didn't talk about it last week, but he won primary to determine the Republican nominee for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee on Tuesday, or a week ago Tuesday. He won by 17 votes, but you know what? He won. So now you have a giant monster who's going to be running for a position in political office. You know, following right in the footsteps of Jesse the Body Ventura. Hey, listen, I wasn't going to... I met him when he was up here at the studio, and it's like I wouldn't say a crossword to the man. I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Man with Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole had to go get his haircut. So he's gone for the day, or he's out of here. But we have Peter, of course, Burke here in the studio with us. And thank you so much for listening. 222-1280 *1280 is the number. This is our last segment. I will start off by, we'll go through some news stories, because there was some news. Besides Charlotte Flair breaking her breast implant and knocking teeth out of her mouth, which apparently she's also had fixed already once she got back to the United States. But
they're over there for 2 weeks.
Oh, are they? They're still there? Well,
Raw and SmackDown are from London this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, they're not going to show Charlotte Flair with a messed up mouth on TV. No. So. So she
have dentists over there, you know.
They do. Do they? In England? What is this, an Austin Powers joke? No. Okay. Nevertheless, some news this past week. Former MMA fighters Jessamyn Duke and Marina Shafir began training in the Performance Center this past week. Those are two of the four horsewomen.
Those are the last two left.
The last two left. I know they've trained before, but they officially are training now with the WWE, so we obviously we're foreseeing something maybe a year from now or less than that, you know.
They've already killed off the rest of the four horsemen of wrestling, except for Charlotte.
Yeah,
everyone else is currently. So
yeah, true, true. I mean, you know, who is it again? It's Charlotte.
Charlotte, Sasha, Bailey, and
Becky.
Becky,
who's been like disappeared for how long now?
Well, she's on TV. She just loses every week. They keep reinforcing her losing streak every time she comes out. She's been in the dumps. You know, the funny thing is that why they're holding off this whole blasted feud between Bailey and Sasha, that they keep teasing and then they just leave it?
No, they can't be waiting that long for that.
I know, but it's like, how long does this take to burn? I mean, it's like one has not attacked the other yet. They're just not friends anymore. You know, they're not.
They just walk away from each other.
Yeah.
Other's matches.
Yeah. It's garbage.
It's a good thing Bailey's watching backstage. She won't come out and do anything. Same for Sasha. You know, I just don't get it.
Bailey helped her this week. No one knows why.
Yeah. Well, there's.
She didn't win the match.
No.
Got a really ugly looking eclipse from the top rope.
Yeah, yeah. Ember Moon wins it.
Did not work out the way it looked like it was supposed to.
No, you know what? I just don't know if the cameramen are ready for that move because you have to be in the right spot every time, you know. But yeah, Ember Moon winning, going to the Money in the Bank for the women. Which, you know, it's funny. It was just a year ago. They were in town. Remember when? Because the Money in Bank briefcase was sitting over the ring.
Yeah,
you know, when they were in town last. Which is really sad that it was that long ago, and we're not going to get them again until August here.
Well, they had to have the Greatest Royal Rumble, so.
Yes, the Greatest Royal Rumble, where everybody had their back to the ring, who were in the sofa, the recliners in the front rows and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Nevertheless, as we went to break, I talked a little Nikki Bella news there about how her and John, you know, we talked about it last week, how they broke up and they made a big deal about it. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. The wedding was supposed to be last week. So what came out this week is they said that Nikki is living with Bree and Daniel, but spending nights with John still. Something doesn't smell right.
Of course. Cooking?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you smell what's cooking? But the thing is also around the time that I read that, I also read this piece of news. WWE announced that Total Divas reality show has been greenlit for season 8 and 9. The 8th season will premiere in the fall on E! Interesting. Coincidence? I think not. You know, people want to know. I mean, I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest.
The fact that there's cameras following this entire thing tells me that it's something fishy. Because, yes, they all sign contracts to have their lives on TV or whatever, but you can't tell me that's how they all live their life. So Daniel Bryan said he did have to, when they filmed the first season of Total Bellas, when they were in the house with John and Nikki, he did have to follow all of John's rules.
Of course.
They were completely different than how he's used to living. So
that's why they didn't stay there that long, apparently. So there's a lot of fishiness going on with this, and I don't believe anything now when it comes to when they're promoting that show or they're promoting her. I mean, really, she's not even on TV. Neither of the Bellas are on TV. The only connection we have through the WWE is Daniel Bryan and John Cena, kind of.
John Cena has a goatee now.
Does he?
Yes, he has grown it.
What?
I saw a picture of him from this past week. He has a goatee, and he kind of looks like
Mark
Wahlberg.
Does he look evil now?
A little bit.
A little evil with a goatee?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find a picture and post it on our Facebook or our Twitter and see, find a picture of Johnny and do that. Maybe I'm sure it's for a part because I know he's in the new Bumblebee movie coming out.
He's going to be the bad guy in the Ninja Turtles voiceover. He's going to do the voiceover for the bad guy in the Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah. So
that Nickelodeon's producing.
Yeah. So he's really busy and I'm sure it's a part, but, some other news, I'll go by. Alexa Bliss was hurt last Sunday at Backlash. Apparently she did something to her left shoulder. I don't remember much.
It was Nia's bullying.
Yeah, it was Nia's bullying, you know, and she, you know.
It's a teacup. You sit in it.
Yes, it spins. Okay, so Alexa Bliss, so we're not sure of how bad she is. There hasn't been much more on it since then, but I thought this was interesting. UFC has come to, and then we're going to talk a little MMA just for a second. UFC has come to an agreement with Walt Disney Company for a new direct-to-consumer international segment along with ESPN. And the thing that stood out to me when I saw this was it starts effective January 2019, and the agreement between the two companies are UFC is going to provide 15 live UFC events to stream exclusively on ESPN Plus, which I wonder what the Fox deal is with UFC, what's going to happen starting next year based on this agreement that just came down yesterday.
Well, we talked about that. there was talk of a joint agreement, and that still might be in the works. I don't know. Maybe the FS1 shows disappear. Who knows? But this ESPN, Disney's really pushing this ESPN Plus. They put all their 30 for 30s on there. I had it pop up on my Roku, and I was like, oh, I can watch all these. Nope. I got to pay $10 a month because Disney's going to start getting into the streaming stuff. If you actually look at it, WWE was years ahead of their time with the streaming network because Disney's going to start doing it with their movies and their like all their stuff they own.
Marvel Comics.
And Star Wars
Universal,
and all that stuff.
Universal, yeah, everything.
You won't be able to get it on Netflix, Hulu, anything like that anymore.
Yeah, it's going to end up that way.
Well, that seems logical, but I mean, Netflix was doing it before WWE ever did.
Yes.
So, I mean, but we'll say that, yes, it was wise of them, but yeah, I mean, I've heard that the threats before that Netflix was going to lose all their Marvel products.
Well, if you notice, they only carry one or two at a time.
True. They are very selective and they also have a contract they have to fulfill with like shows like Jessica Jones, yeah. Luke Cage season 2. So we're done for today. I want to thank you so much. Don't forget to check out UPW tonight. UPW wrestling is it's their anniversary, Anarchy 15. I can't believe it's 15. I was there for one, so I know that it is at the MVP Sports Park, Webster, New York. Doors at 5:30, show at 6.
Gate.
We have a some big names in town. Joey Mercury, Jack Swagger, they're going to have a war games match. And if you want to come out and check out roller derby tonight, the doors open at 5 at the Dome. The action starts at 6. Come on out and join us and check out the fundraiser Breast Coalition, Cancer Coalition, the plaster casts of the bus that have been decorated. It's really cool. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280. See ya.